इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय रेनू कटारिया। Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Combined Commanders Conference at the Indian Army's Eastern Command Headquarters, Vijay Durg in Kolkata today. The conference will continue till 17th September. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will also be present in the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Kolkata on Sunday evening and spent the night at Raj Bhavan in Kolkata. Technological advancements, coordination among the three branches of the armed forces, modernization and other aspects will be discussed in the backdrop of the present political situation of the world in the three-day-long Combined Commanders Conference in Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch several development projects worth more than 40,000 crore rupees at Purnia district in pole-bound state Bihar today. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will launch flight services from the newly constructed Purnia Airport. He will also inaugurate the National Makhana Board, which will benefit the makhana producing farmers from the region. The Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for railway projects worth more than 6,000 crore rupees in Bihar. Mr. Modi will flag off a new Vande Bharat Express between Danapur and Jogbani and also inaugurate two Amrit Bharat trains. To promote self-reliance in Bihar's power sector, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of the 2400 megawatt Pirpanti thermal power project. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Purnia.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today paid homage to Bharat Ratna M. Vishwesharaya on the occasion of Engineers Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Vishwesharaya's brilliance left an indelible mark on India's engineering landscape. He said that engineers will continue playing a crucial role in the collective efforts to build a Vikasit Bharat. Meanwhile, Home Minister Amit Shah called M. Vishwesharaya a legendary engineer who set the country on a transformative path. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Defence Procurement Manual 2025 to expedite revenue procurement for the services, enable the domestic industry through simplified processes, promote innovation and support enterprise. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that the revised document will cater to the emerging requirements of the armed forces in the era of modern warfare. The Income Tax Department has dismissed fake news circulating on social media which falsely claimed that the due date for filing income tax returns or ITRs has been extended to 30th September. In an official post, the department clarified that the deadline for filing ITRs remains today, 15th September. Taxpayers have been advised to rely only on the department's official social media handles for accurate updates. The Supreme Court will pronounce its interim order today regarding the power to denotify properties declared as waqf by courts, waqf by user or waqf by deed. This issue arose during the hearing of pleas challenging the validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A bench comprising Chief Justice B.R. Gawai and Justice Augustine George Massey had reserved the order on May 22nd after marathon arguments over 3 days starting on May 20. The Indian benchmark indices opened on the flat note with a positive bias on today and the back of positive domestic inflation data and growing expectations of a US Federal Reserve rate cut. The Sensex was 4.5 points at 81,909 and the Nifty was up 4.15 points at 25,118 in the early trade today. India extended their unbeaten run in the Asia Cup with a commanding 7-wicket victory over arch rivals Pakistan in a Group A encounter at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last evening. After winning the toss and electing to bat, Pakistan made only 127 runs in their allotted 20 overs. In reply, India chased down the target with 25 balls to spare. In his post-match remarks, Captain Surya Kumar Yadav dedicated the victory to India's armed forces, referencing the Pahalgam terror attack.
We actually stand with all the victims of Pahalgam terror attack, and we stand with their families also, express our solidarity. Also, we dedicate this win to our brave armed forces who took part in Operation Sindoor.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.